A reading from the Revelation of St. John, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 17. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, that no wind might blow on earth or sea against any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, with a seal of the living God. And he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from Judah were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. And the sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Carlos Berger, St. Paul Lutheran Church, San Antonio, Texas.
Happy Advent in the name of Jesus. Amen. With only 6 more shopping days left until we wish everyone Merry Christmas, I bet things in your life and in the lives of those around you are getting better every day, right? I mean, less pressure and struggle, fewer problems, and in the world around us, fewer tensions within families and in our society and between nations, less cancer and other diseases, and fewer people who die, right? Obviously, the answer is no. Even when Christmas Day arrives, still no. Fortunately, Advent and Christmas are not really about celebrating a holiday, but rather again provide an opportunity for us to focus on Jesus, our Savior, who came and who comes and who will come again among us real people. In our New Testament reading for today from Revelation 7, we continue our journey through this book that is wonderfully challenging in so many ways, but also wonderfully a message of encouragement and assurance from our risen Lord himself to his people of all ages who struggle and suffer in this real world infected by sin and death. In chapter 6, before our reading for today, the Apostle John sees visions given to him from the Lord of various severe calamities to come upon the earth across the span of time, bringing God's judgment, but also fitting into God's plan of salvation for sinful people. In this vision, as the final time of God's judgment approaches, the cry goes out, "The day of God's judgment has come. Who can stand?" The visions of chapter 7 are the Lord's response to that question. John looks up and sees four angels holding back the winds of God's judgment on the creation until all of God's servants on earth can be marked with God's seal for their protection from the coming judgment. 144,000 servants of God were receiving that seal, a symbolic number representing the complete number of God's servants on earth. And then John looks again, and this time sees an enormous crowd of people, more than could be counted, from every nation, people group, and language around the world, standing before the heavenly throne and praising God and the Lamb of God. John is told by a heavenly creature that these are those who have come safely through the terrible tribulation on earth, with robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb, completely forgiven by God's grace given to all who put their trust in Jesus. They will never struggle again, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. What an incredible picture of where life is headed for those who live connected to Jesus. The message to Christ's people is, stand firm in your faith and in your witness to Jesus, no matter what temporary struggle you may experience. Don't be afraid. Nothing can separate you from His love. And the end is already His gift to you in Jesus. In the meantime, be patient. God is still carrying out His plan of life and rescue for sinful, dying people in this diseased world until there is no more time. Last week, a pastor friend of mine who serves on both sides of the Texas-Mexico border called me to tell me of the son of one of his members who had been brought to a hospital in San Antonio, where I am, in critical condition and on life support. It was his understanding that this son had not been responsive for the last day and a half, and that doctors were talking about removing his life support. He also told me that this son had had a troubled past and had expressed not wanting anything to do with church or God. I told my friend that I'd go and visit the family. I found the family in the hospital room with the son lying motionless in his bed. I introduced myself and told them I'd like to share some scripture passages and pray in the presence of the son with hopes that perhaps he could still hear us. When I went to the bed, the son's eyes opened and he looked at me. I told him that I'd like to share God's word and pray, and he nodded yes. I shared John 3:16-18 and Matthew 11:28 and told him of God's great love for him and told him how our greatest weakness becomes in God's plan an opportunity for us to experience God's mercy and strength in our lives. And I asked him if he was willing to entrust himself into the mercy of God offered to him in Jesus. And he nodded yes. I prayed with him and a very emotional family. 4 days later, I went back. He was miraculously stronger, and doctors were talking about weaning him off the respirator so he could go home. I shared God's word and prayed together again, joining the prayers of no doubt many other people for him. God had been working in his life and had shown him great mercy and was continuing to do so that he too might have that new life connected to Jesus and receive the protective seal of God's people. Your every day and your every relationship fit into God's plan of salvation until time as we know it ends. Don't be afraid. Give witness to Jesus in your actions and your words. Live in His grace and share it. It's all that matters. And may you have His peace and joy no matter what circumstances you face. Amen.
We thank Pastor Carlos Berger for today's meditation on God's Word.